The scene is Everbank Field, where the Jags play host to the Texans in an AFC South affair.
If I ain't making your plays, I ain't doing my job.
Yes, sir.
Make your plays.
Uh-huh. You have 8 games left, and it gets started with the division rival, the Houston Texans, today. And I think all of our hope is that they can kick it off the right way and start the second half off with a win.
Let's go out here and let's get this win, man. We're important for it, dude. Let's go get it.
Dropping the throw is Bortles. Looks to the left, fires it out to the left. That is going to be picked off, and that is going to be a pick six. Well, he slipped. They have not marked him down. He is into the end zone. That is going to be a touchdown.
Not the way you want to start the game. I mean, once again, the Jaguars find themselves playing from behind.
Toss sweep to the right to Chris Ivory. Got a little bit of room. Lowered the shoulder, ran over a defender. Stayed in bounds along the sideline. Got it inside the 30-yard line. They're going to mark him out of the 26. Terrific run by Chris Ivory. Looking. Fires it out to the left side. That ball is going to be caught by Koyak near the 10-yard line. And out to the big tight end. Blake drops the throw. Looks to the left. Now looks to the middle of the field. Now fires into the end zone. That ball is going to be caught for the touchdown. A 5-yard touchdown pass to Julius Thomas, and the Jags are on the board.
And a good throw by Blake Bortles.
Great protection by that offensive line. I mean, that was outstanding job of creating a pocket, giving a clear vision of Julius coming across the front of the end zone.
Great job getting the end zone, baby.
Rolling to the right after a play fake, they throw it into the end zone for the easy touchdown. Ryan Griffin. Jason Myers is going to try a 54-yard field goal from the right hash. He kicks it up. Plenty of distance on this thing. And it is good. That was a bomb from 54 yards. Might have been good from 64. Play fake rolls to his right. Fires to his tight end. He's got it. That's going to be a touchdown on the rollout. Steven Anderson. Blake looks to throw after the snap. Pump fake. Pump fake again. A lot of time. Rolls to his left. Still rolling. Now he fires into the end zone. Diving attempt. Touchdown. Allen Robinson with a touchdown catch from Blake Bortles in the corner in the end zone.
That is a phenomenal job of getting the feed in by Allen Robinson. And a heck of a throw on the run. Blake Bortles has to extend the play and is almost at the sideline, the left sideline, when he makes his throw. And boy, you're talking about a tight window now. Allen Robinson's upper body, he's already out of bounds, but the feet are in bounds. That's a heck of a catch.
Takes the snap, looks to the left, fires for Robinson, caught it, 2-point conversion is good. A little back shoulder throw to Allen Robinson, he beat Kareem Jackson, and now it's 24-21 with 2:17 to play. The Jags just went 92 yards.
We're going to kick it off, use their timeouts, and get this ball back with no timeouts, okay? So get rested up, get hydrated, get ready to go win the game, okay? Good job, that's the way to protect.
If you get a stop here, there's plenty of time left in this ballgame.
This is do or die for these three plays, because if they get a first down, the game's over, basically.
Osweiler drops the throw. Looks, fires to the left side, caught, diving catch. He went to DeAndre Hopkins. He beat Jalen Ramsey on a slant. First down at the 23 and a new set of downs for the Houston Texans. And Houston is going to come to Jacksonville and beat the Jaguars 24-21 here at Everbank Field.
You see enough good things and you feel like, now if we just clean up, a couple of these things, the outcome will be different.